둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Is that Kyle?
Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. That's where you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at all the usual spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith. I am so excited today to get to speak with one of the all-time great legends, Duran Duran. Frontman Simon Laban is here to talk about their brand new record called Future Past, the tour that they're doing this year, and also it's the 40th anniversary of Rio, we'll touch on that, and their induction into the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's been a long time coming. They won the Fan Award on that one. They're going to be inducted alongside, Pat Benatar and Eminem, Dolly Parton, Carly Simon, Lionel Richie, just to name a few right there. Judas Priest, they're also in it. It's a heck of a class. And I definitely wanted to talk to Simon about that a lot because you hear about some British bands. A lot of time in the British side of things, the Rock Hall is just not as big over there. So for some of the bands, it's not. But for Duran Duran, who's spent a lot of their time, as you'll hear, in America, it means quite a bit more to them. So we're going to be discussing that as well. We're going to be hearing about how Future Past, this excellent new Duran album, is a bit of a continuation from 2015's Paper Gods. If you're a big fan of the band, if you've been listening really close to the record, you hear some common themes kind of tracing from one to the other, a really fun way to listen to the two albums. They've also tapped Graham Coxon, guitarist from Blur, and so many cool projects that he's been a part of. He's been doing the guitar and co-writing and some producing on this record as well, so I want to hear what drew them to Graham and what he offered to the project. They also team up with pianist Mike Garson, famous for all of his work with David Bowie, not only on an original song and maybe my favorite song on this record called Falling, but also for a cover of Bowie's 5 Years. And as I said, we'll touch on the 40th anniversary of Rio and how they're working that into the live show and the Rock Hall stuff. I want to hear from Simon who he thinks should be inducted into the Rock Hall, because we all have our opinions on that, that I'm sure he does too. So let's do this. We're talking future past. It's Kyle Meredith with Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran.
It's nice to speak to you.
First off, you know, my compliments. I mean, the Future Past has been such a fun record to listen to, you know, this past year. And I mean, you all always do it. I don't know. I can pay you a compliment that you haven't paid a million times, but congrats on continuing just to put out this incredible art.
Well, thank you very much. Well, it is our thing, you know. You get to a stage in life and you realize that you've got a choice. You can either pick up something else and try and retrain, or you can really try and get deep into the thing that you're good at. And I think we're good at this. So we while we can still exercise the muscle, then we do.
This album, you know, I'm still finding new things about it too. You know, calling it Future Past to begin with, calling it after that title track and that theme of sort of every present becomes a future past. Like when you give it the album name as well, you know, from that track, how do the other songs fall into it? Like did you sort of think of it in that way thematically?
Only after we'd given the record the title, and it is just a title. It's not a concept album, you know. I don't know if many people make concept albums these days, but it definitely is not one. And it's a collection of sounds and, you know, musical ideas, and a direction that we've kind of fell into naturally. And so Future Past just seems like a really nice big umbrella term to talk about a band who's been around for 40 years plus, but still want to make new sounding music.
Yeah, and maybe you already answered that then with saying in the very way that it doesn't have a concept, but I did look back to the last record and there's just those moments, you know, I'm not thinking about the future and Last Night in the City, you know, Step into the Future in Pressure Off. Like that was the record that sort of, you know, and now here we are in the future already looking past. Like, so I'll rephrase the question. Do you see those moments as they arrive, how the albums sort of talk to each other in that way?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. I do feel very much that this is a continuation of the ethic, the kind of musical ethic and the band ethic that we rediscovered with the making of Paper Gods.
Yeah, how so?
Well, I think we just took we realized that we were, I think, you know, when if you, we had to go back further, one album further back, which would be All You Need Is Now, that was our Reclaiming the 80s album. And after that, we realized we had to do something new. And I think Paper Gods was as new as we felt comfortable doing it. But I think we've gone even further, even more experimental with Future Past. You listen to a song like "Give It All Up." I mean, that's pretty stark, and different to anything else that you're going to hear on the radio or anywhere.
Those moments do happen through all out, and you had some interesting. I should bring up the collaborators that you had for this too. I mean, when I saw Graham's name on the Graham Coxon, of course, you know, Blur and everything else that he's done in a solo career. Like, I should go back. Like, how? What was your relationship there, and why did that matchup work so well for you?
The hookup really came about. Although Nick had met Graham, and they'd gone on like a house on fire at some do in London. It was our producer Errol Alcan, who is a huge part of what made the album work, and he was the guy who said, "Well, I know Graham. I mean, we hang out with each other, and he was the one who really brought Graham in to the into the studio. And then when we heard what he does, what Graham does, it just seemed it was fantastic, because we'd never heard guitar played like that before. And if we've never heard it played like that before, then it's going to be a surprise to other people as well. And that's the kind of music we want to make.
And it is. It's a great compliment to each other. And the same goes with Giorgio Moroder on there, Mark Ronson. I mean, you know, you guys have never had a problem pulling in the guests on this, but there is something, you know, as the old saying goes, the soup that you all are making with your recipe here, it's sort of perfect. It really is.
Thank you very much.
On a song like Tonight United, and one of several few that I just keep coming back to, where are you speaking from on this one? It's when I listen to it, it's like, it's either to me, as I hear it, I should say, you know, as youth or as advice to youth. Do you find that it's coming from one of those places?
I think it's definitely got a youthful aspect to it. I'm not pretending to be a youth. But by the same token, I'm not ageist. I don't write myself off because of the age I am or that we are as a band. You know, my ideal party has got a bunch of people of different ages at it, and I think that was the point. That was partly. Well, it wasn't really the message. It was just something that I take for granted when talking about this sort of stuff.
Well, it's a nice call to arms, if anything.
Yeah.
A time when those are definitely needed.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
And I can go further on. I mean, I love the feel of Laughing Boy that made the deluxe edition.
Right.
Yeah. And and Falling. I mean, that's a great mood. You know, talk about getting into these such different moods in here. And you've got what, Mike Garson on that one, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yes, I think it's the most important song on the record in some ways.
How did that one come about? I mean, I'd love to know anything about that track.
We've had a relationship with Mike on and off for 20 plus years. I mean, actually, I met him in 98, I think it was, 98 or 99. He came over with Smashing Pumpkins, and he played a show at the, they played at Shepherd's Bush Empire, I think it was. I went to see them. I got to meet Mike, and we kind of stayed in touch, actually. And then after David died, he wanted to, you know, he wants to keep the David Bowie repertoire alive. So he asked me to do, to front the David Bowie band at a show in London quite a few years ago. And then more recently, we got into touch. We said, look, we're making a new album. We'd love you to play piano on it. And he said, well, I'll do that, but I want you to do something for me, and that is, I want you guys to do a cover version of 5 Years for the David Bowie 5-year anniversary concert, which was online on the anniversary of his death. It's just like that, you know, we're musicians, we make music, we love music, and we're happy to work with each other.
I love that cover of 5 Years. You can't see it. I'm coincidentally surrounded by Bowie posters for the most part around me back here. I mean, it's, you know, the music is still such a. I've been doing those new box sets. You know, it just doesn't. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get stale. That his songs. It's you guys
Absolutely.
Do an amazing version of that.
Thank you.
Speaking of anniversaries, I know that you got the tour coming up, and so part of this tour. How are you all celebrating also the 40th of Rio? How's that being represented on a live show?
Well, we played a bunch of tracks from it. It's there, but it will always be there. It's Rio, you know. There are people who may not recognize the name Duran Duran, but if you play them the song Rio, they will recognize that. It's I think it's possibly one of our most successful albums for sure. Yes.
I think I'm going back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of the interview here. You know, do you take those moments, you know, like we were talking about the callbacks of the last couple records, do you take those moments on an album like this to do anything that's looking backwards to Rio, since the anniversaries, you know, kind of line up in that way?
I can't think of anything, to be honest with you, not on the album, nothing that new. I'm not a huge one for quoting myself, you know. I like to look forward and see what else is out there, rather than revisit past success.
You leave that to everybody else.
I mean,
like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, is a good example of that one right there. I've heard you say, like, and I've heard many artists, especially British artists, say that, you know, it's not as big a deal over there, but I can't say for us, you know, fans in America, that is always such a big thing.
But it is a big deal. But it's not such a big deal to the British public. But if you're a British band and you get invited into that club, it's a massive deal. It's huge. You know, America's always been Duran Duran's greatest audience. I was explaining today, you know, we do 50% of our shows in our career have been in the United States or North America, let's say North America, and we embrace that fact. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a special kind of validation that means a lot in North America. And I, for one, I'm very proud to have been to you know that this is happening to us. And we're all very happy about it. We're all really happy about it.
Have you all started talking about the performance and everything like that? Is that on your mind yet?
We've been talking about very little else, to be honest with you. You know, I'm sure that we'll have we're hoping to get guitar performances from Warren Cucurullo and Andy Taylor with the band. Maybe Niall will join us. I don't know. We're looking at a very big celebrity to do the induction. And I can't say any more about.
Sure.
But it is very, very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I here's the sillier part of it. Do you have the idea of who still needs to be in it? Because we've been saying Duran Duran for a long time. Like, do you have that opinion? Like, who's not in it? That, like, how in the hell are they not in it?
Well, I did. I mean, I just off the top of my head, that some of the people who were nominated for this year, people like Fela Kuti, Kate Bush, I do feel that they are very significant artists and thoroughly deserve to be included in it. Every bit as much as we do, I can promise you that.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen soon. Well, just the compliments again over and over on the record. I'm so looking forward to the tour. The videos have been cool. I didn't even bring those up, but what you guys have been doing with the Invisible video and the anniversary video. Yeah, and
something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. One of the other guys, I don't remember who it was saying maybe you guys are thinking about doing a film. I don't know if that's on your mind as well, but I would love to see that happen.
I mean, we're always thinking about doing a film. You know, those kind of projects, they take absolutely ages to get off the ground. You know, they take a lot of effort, a lot of thought, a lot of writing, a lot of practicing, rehearsal, that sort of stuff. Yeah, that takes a lot of getting together.
Well, I'm here for the ride wherever you guys take us. Simon, thank you so much for taking the time to talk. I'm looking forward to the tour. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.
All right. My thanks to Simon Laban, Duran Duran. The new album is called Future Past. They are on tour this year. And of course, November 5th, they are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Again, that's exciting stuff. They'll be inducted next to Dolly Parton, Pat Benatar, Eminem, The Eurythmics, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, and Judas Priest, among others. Again, that's November 5th. So thanks to Simon for hanging out. Thanks to you for also hanging out, listening to the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. 3 new interviews a week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots: iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. Let's see, Facebook, Instagram, most of the time just on Twitter, though, but all three of the addresses at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.